really happy with the effort of our guys. And obviously, we got to get more out of some of our key offensive guys to have any chance.
Did you, was it a pleasant surprise that three-guard offense that worked for you in the second quarter? Was that something you would plan on doing? Or something?
Well, we worked on it, but we didn't know if it was going to work. I mean, honestly, we actually assumed that they would post one of the small guards, and they never did, which was to our advantage. I don't think they did one time. They stayed in the pick and rolls, which actually helped us. The second half, I thought they spread them out a little bit better. You know, they obviously were going to make an adjustment. So, but I was really happy. And the fact that we could go with that lineup and get scoring from those three as well. Allen Ray was phenomenal in the first half. You know, I thought he pumped and passed some set shots. We came out of a timeout and got him a wide open shot, and he didn't take any pump fake, and then he dribbled himself in trouble. That's more from that point, you know. Probably thinking he's taking too many, his ration already, but that's fine. I just thought the effort was there. We can get better execution. 21 turnovers is way too much for us. We're not good enough offensively to turn the ball over 21 times, and you know, they got 23 points off of it, so that to me alone, one of the keys before the game is, you know, I told you that we just can't turn the ball over, and you know, Gerald had six of them, I think, so. You know, he's just, we all, the whole team has to do better with the ball.
Doc, at different times you said you want Al to be patient down when the ball goes down low to him. But in this situation, knowing the double and the triple is coming,
yeah.
Do you need him to be a little bit quicker to make a move?
No, because they're coming right away. So he's not. There's no way he's going to get what that would be a turnover. You know, except the double team moving and repost. You know, one of the things I was upset at the beginning of the game because no one was giving Al an outlet. It's what we worked on for a day and a half. The first four times they ran away from the ball instead of running to it so we can throw it right back down to them. That's something we have to do a better job. Teams don't like to trap twice. No, some do. And honestly, against us, what we have on the floor, they're still going to do it twice because they're going to say, we'll trap again, somebody make a shot. And it's going to be tougher now. But that's where we're going to have to give them the ball. We have to get them moving and catch it, you know, with cross screens and things like that. And we try to do it. Al has to do a better job of coming at it with full blast speed instead of trying to, you know, finesse his way to the ball. But that's fine. We can live with it.
In this situation, players are going to get more chances. Play of Allen Ray tonight, at least in the first half anyway.
Yeah, you know, even in the second half, he didn't make the shots, but he was a presence on the floor. One thing I love about Allen Ray, when we do the running and jumping and pressing, they did that at Villanova, and you can see he has an instinct to it and does it extremely well. You know, we had a couple of them where we rotated to the wrong spot. You know, I think Al one time ran from the bottom off of Chris Bosh and left him underneath, which, you know, you never do. You got to protect that. But, you know, listen, they worked on it for a day and a half, and we're going to still work. We're going to run it tomorrow against a professional basketball team. And they're going to pick it apart at times, but we're still going to do it because the only way we're going to win is we have to perfect it. And I know it's Detroit, but we're still going to do it.
Talk about Rajon.
Rajon played great. You know, I thought both ends of the floor, you know, the more free throws he got, clearly you could see the scouting report was if he got close, follow, make him shoot free throws. And, you know, he went 9 for 12, I think. I'm not even looking. But he shot him well, and we'll take that. You know, I was happy that he actually took jump shots tonight. You know, some went in, some didn't. The fact he took them, you know, that's the first step for him. You know, now he has to keep doing that. You know, early in the first quarter, if you remember, I think he got one 24-second violation and another close one because he was open and he didn't take it. You know, he has to take that shot. And then we'll start going in. Thank you.
Thank you.